526 here at Up to Speed. I'm Marka Watt. Nice to have you here. Next week here, CBC Radio 1 89.3, we launch Canada Reads. So leading up to that here on Up to Speed, we're exploring not what Canadians are reading, but how they are reading. With the help of a new software, you can scan an entire book in just a minute or two. Christopher Collins is a student at the Computer Sciences Department at the University of Toronto, and he is the brainchild behind DocuBurst. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, Margo. Thanks for having me on your show.
Great to have you here. So tell us about DocuBurst.
So DocuBurst is a software program I developed actually as a course project at the University of Toronto, but it's expanded since then into something more. So it's a software program that makes an interactive picture from a long text, for example, like a book.
So how does it work?
These abstract pictures allow you to see what is in the long document without reading it. So, for example, at a glance, you could see the main themes of a book, like this book is about law and copyright, or this book is about, Canada Reads. It could be about the Canadian North or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I envision it as being a new interface for looking at search results. For example, databases like library catalogs, where we're looking for a book that might interest us, and we don't want to go scan the shelves and get out every single book. So we might want to see, what are the thematic areas in this book that we're interested in.
So I'm thinking of when you get a big government report, and as a reporter you take a look at it and you're looking for various keywords, and if you're pushed for time and you're trying to get the main messages and themes out of it. And this is what the software does, except on a much larger scale.
That's right. So what you would see if you looked at, for example, a government report, well, what the process would be was behind the scenes, the program will scan the entire document and count all the words, and then it organizes those words into thematic groups. So all the things that have to do with law would be in a branch about law, and other things about animals would be in that branch, for example. And then you get this picture, this sort of wheel-shaped picture, with the more general things in the middle and the more specific things on the outside. And then we color that picture based on the number of times those words occur in the book. So you look at this wheel, and the bright areas indicate that the book has a lot about that area. So you mentioned government reports. That kind of database, government reports, corporate reports, patents, this kind of stuff is also a really good possible area that this could be applied in.
That's so interesting. So who's using this already?
So right now we're sort of in the prototyping stage, like you said in the intro. I'm a PhD student studying doing my thesis research right now, and we're in negotiations with the University of Toronto, the part owner of this software, and we're trying to get a licensing agreement so we can give it out to some people to try out. So the next steps for me is I would like to make an online version available for everybody so you could upload your own book. My website's christophercollins.ca, and I hope to have it up there soon. And second step would be to get back to some of those people that have been talking to us. For example, the RCMP has been interested. I've also had contact from the NATO Legal Department, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And I'd like to give them the software because I'm a scientist, and the real validation of its value for me will be having people try it and see if they like it and see if it's useful to them. So, I believe in my ideas, but I'm excited to get people trying it out.
Boy, look out, Bill Gates. Christopher, nice to have you here. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Really neat. Take care. Christopher
Thanks.
Collins, a computer sciences student at the University of Toronto and the inventor of DocuBurst.